Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So we're starting to hear rumblings that Morgan Stanley may be in trouble. And the rumblings are very similar to what we were hearing about Bear Stearns being in trouble. And then remember when CNBC, Jim Cramer came on and said, nah, Bear Stearns is fine. Don't take your money out. They're great. They're going to be here forever. And then, what, about a week later, they just imploded. So there is a new analysis from Beacon Equity Research suggesting that the signals on Wall Street are there's going to be a major collapse. And, of course, everybody on Wall Street likes to keep secrets until they share them with their buds. But the buzz is Morgan Stanley might be in serious, serious trouble. And, of course, when Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers collapsed, triggered all kinds of chaos, credit default swaps started coming due for which there were no cash reserves because it's still an unregulated industry. Over in Great Britain, the Telegraph is saying a major market shock is coming very, very soon. This is sourced at a European bank, anonymous source, basically saying, yeah, there's a big one coming on the way. Not surprisingly, U.S. consumer confidence has fallen to a 9-year low, and that's a bad signal for all the retailers who are expecting the holiday shopping season will get the money just flowing again. There's no money out here to flow. The Federal Reserve is a system designed to extract the real wealth of the nation and put it in the pockets of the bankers, and they've succeeded. There's nothing left out here to work with. It's amazing. We're already seeing the Christmas goodies start to show up in the retail outlets. They're so dependent on that Christmas shopping season to make or break their year. The economy is collapsing. It's continuing to collapse. All this talk about recovery is just pure politics. The median household income in the United States back in 2000 was at $55,470. In 2007, when the recession officially began, it was at $54,916. In June 2009, when the recession supposedly ended, we were told it ended, it was down at $53,508. Today, it's at $50,050,964. So if the recession ended, how come the median income of Americans continues to collapse? You are being lied to. We understand why. The government and the Wall Street can't stand up and say, yeah, you're right. We really screwed this thing good, didn't we? Because then you'd have a revolution the next day, a violent one, the one that the government is preparing to fight here. The Dallas branch of the Federal Reserve is acknowledging that the growth of the economy has slowed in August, primarily in manufacturing. Our manufacturing continues to rot away. The production index fell from 12 to 6.4. That's a major, major drop. Now, over in Europe, more signs of trouble over there. Greece is still trying to find some way to pay off the unpayable debt, and apparently they came to an agreement with Siemens Engineering up in Germany to settle corruption charges, and that came basically to 330 million euros. Now, again, that sounds like a lot of money to you and I, but it really is a drop in the bucket compared to the debt that Greece is in. Thanks in part, of course, to that underhanded deal between Papandreou and Goldman Sachs to hide Greece's debt from the Eurozone, which almost doubled Greece's debt, made things even worse. And we still have the financial heads of Europe, like Christine Lagarde, saying, well, we don't care how the debt came by. It is debt, and you, the people, will work to pay it off. And, of course, the reality is, under international law, no. Debts incurred by the government through fraud, corruption, mismanagement are not obligations of the people. It's called odious debt. Remember that term. They're trying to find some way to erase that from the culture. But it is a real legal concept. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A lot of news breaking. I hope we can get to it all before the end of the show today. All righty. So basically, the opinion is growing within Germany, in particular from Angela Merkel's opposition, that a Greek euro exit is inevitable. Now, remember that little thing they tried to pull a few days ago where Germany was suggesting Greece exit the euro temporarily so that Greece could go on about and devalue its currency and try and fix itself. And because it was a temporary fix, Wall Street could duck all those credit default swaps. Apparently, they did not get any traction from that whatsoever here. And perhaps it's a sign that maybe the Greek people have really had it with this whole European bank and private central bank model. There has been a bombing at a Greek bank. And so things are getting over there. The Greek people need to understand they're really not obligated to pay off that debt, especially that part that was created with by Goldman Sachs and Papandreou. They're not. They are not morally obligated to pay that. There appears to be a run on the banks of Spain. Apparently, the data coming from the Spanish banks this morning is signaling there's a huge cash outflow from the banks. They're trying to keep it quiet. Too bad. Russia, Turkey, and the Ukraine are continuing to buy up gold bullion. They know what's coming. And by the way, you should as well. along with your seeds and your guns and your canned foods and all the other preparations, you need to take as much cash as you can spare. Don't spend all your cash, because then you got to convert back the other way and you'll take it on the straddle. But if you have any extra cash set aside, you've got a little emergency, whatever, now is the time to start buying silver and gold. And, of course, we have this wonderful Republic Trading Group, which is part of the Republic Broadcasting Network. They are a major source of what keeps us on the air. And you can go to them and they'll get you a really good deal. You should have some gold and silver coins against the collapse of the dollar, because when the big kaboinga happens, those paper notes aren't going to be worth anything at all. They're going to be worth less than the Zimbabwe paper currency. Over in Asia, more and more countries are turning away from the Federal Reserve note and switching to using the yuan, China's currency, as the international currency of trade and commerce. That's also going to depress the value of the dollar internationally. Meanwhile, in the middle of all of this, we're seeing this announcement by the U.S. federal government that too few Americans are relying on the government for assistance. And they're saying, oh, it's horrible. Only 15% of the American people are relying on federal government assistance, and they're putting out ad campaigns to get you to come in and sign up for this program and that program and the rest of this. And the reason for that is really very simple, because if you are lured into being dependent on federal government handouts to eat and to live, then you won't stand up and say no when they send your children off to die in a war. That's how government works. They take everything away from you, even your rainwater, and then they'll sell it back to you or give it back to you as long as you do what you are told. They need you to be dependent on them. That's the word, dependent, because then you cannot refuse their commands. Dependent on the government for food, dependent on the government and its bank for the currency, dependent on them for power and water and everything else. That is why in this country, July 4th is not called Freedom Day. It is not called Liberty Day. It is not called We Kicked British Butt Day. It is called Independence Day, which is the day the American people decided to be no longer dependent on the Bank of England for their currency, the British East India Company for tea, the British the Manchester and Leeds Mill for cloth, and they started using American currency and American beverages. That's the reason coffee is so popular in the United States. It was a rejection of being dependent on British companies for imported tea. Now, Federal Reserve President Jeffrey Lacker, in an interview with Charlie Rose, came clean and said more quantitative easing is not the answer, and the Wall Street bailouts were wrong. Even people in the Federal Reserve are admitting the country went the wrong way by doing what the bankers wanted. Give us more money. Take money from the people and give it to us, and we'll loan it back to the people, which actually didn't happen. Even people in the Federal Reserve are saying this was the wrong thing to do. Made the bankers rich, or at least it saved them from self-imposed destruction, fed the money junkies, and impoverished all of you. Eric Sprott is cautioning investors to fear the current financial system. It is too corrupt. It is too fraudulent. You cannot rely on those financial indicators being put out there. They're being rigged all the time, just like LIBOR. And we had that analogy that a caller into the show, or rather an author, one of the posted articles said. Those financial indicators, the LIBOR, the Dow Jones, or whatever, they're like the instruments on aircraft. If they are not giving you real information, you can fly into a mountain, which is exactly what is happening to the American economy. Yeah, the instruments look like we're in a good situation, but there's a big airplane-killing rock out in front of us. And all of a sudden, the co-pilot looks up and says, what's that mountain goat doing up in these clouds? Now, down at the Republican National Convention, it is getting very intense down there. MSNBC is reporting Romney fears that the Ron Paul forces at the GOP convention are going to be seen. He's trying to rush the nomination through right now and just, you know, end of the discussion. It's over and done with. Go away. And what the mainstream media talking heads are talking about, and this is making it onto the corporate media, this chasm between Romney's people and the rest of the Republican Party, who are feeling very disenfranchised And they're saying the GOP agenda right now at the convention is to suppress, hide, conceal any public showing of the conflict. Well, too late for that, because Ron Paul's people are out there making the conflict as visible as possible. And even CNN had a banner headline not too long ago, Ron Paul's people stirring up trouble. Now, Ron Paul got onto the convention floor today. Delegates around him basically showing there is a presence there. So this illusion that the Republican Party is solidly behind Mitt Romney is over and done with right now. The delegates from Colorado are saying they will not support Mitt Romney. Even if the Republican National Committee succeeds, and it looks like they have, in keeping Ron Paul off the ballot, they're not going to support Romney. Period. End of discussion. This is a growing trend within the Republican rank and file. Either give us the candidate we want, or you can forget our support from here on out. No more checks, no more votes. We're staying home. There is still a floor fight over the last second change in rules to keep Ron Paul off the ballot. They're not going to go quietly. We know that the Wall Street and Israel and the military industrial complex and the Federal Reserve will do anything to keep Ron Paul out of the nomination, including shooting him out of it the way they did Robert Kennedy. But Ron Paul and his supporters are not going to go quietly, nor should they. The GOP is trying to craft an illusion of solid Republican support behind Mitt Romney. They're not going to get it. We're getting a story now from one of the Ron Paul websites. The Virginia delegation bus was directed away from the convention center. You know, there's all these security barriers you have to go through, and apparently the Virginia delegation bus was told by the people at the crossing gate, the border patrol, whatever they want to call it, to go someplace else. They're trying to just do anything they can to keep Ron Paul's delegates off the floor for the coming floor fight. I mean, they're playing dirty, and everybody sees they're doing it. Meanwhile, in perhaps one of the most harebrained stunts that is only going to just further damage the whole system, Democrats, specifically Jewish Democrats, are demanding the GOP not show the Ron Paul tribute that was planned as kind of a peace offering to the Ron Paul supporters. Why? Because Ron Paul is critical of Israel, and we can't show that on national TV. We can't show anybody critical of Israel on national TV. It is not to be allowed. Don't give me that First Amendment crap. And, of course, if Romney caves in and the tribute is not shown, it's only going to further enrage and disenfranchise Ron Paul supporters. This whole thing is a political machine. It is not the will of the people. It is not the will of the Republican voters. It is a machine. Now, they tried to buy Ron Paul off. They were going to let him up and make a speech, but only on the condition that Romney's campaign vet the speech and that Ron Paul say he's throwing a support behind Mitt Romney. He's not going to do that. More and more people are coming out and wondering about Jesse Benton, who seemed to make so many strategically damaging mistakes to the Ron Paul campaign, that he may have been Romney's man inside the Ron Paul campaign, or the establishment's man inside the Ron Paul campaign, because apparently he was doing this back in 2008. I mean, Jesse Benton came out and he slammed Sunday's rally, called him a bunch of fringies, said they should just go away. They're just getting in the way of everything. The Republican National Committee has put Ron Paul's delegates way, way up in the cheap seats. Republicans from Guam and Samoa, the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, got better seats than Ron Paul supporters. They're not even hiding their disdain for Ron Paul's supporters, which means they're not hiding their disdain from the Republican voters. Because you need to remember, Mitt Romney got all this money from Wall Street and from Israel and from Israelis and so forth. But Ron Paul had the grassroots support. And the Republican National Committee is destroying any chance that grassroots support will come back and support them in November. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And talking about this floor fight over the new rules. Because remember, rules that are changing aren't really rules. They're merely justifications for the people making the rules to do what they want to do and say, hey, this is just the way it's supposed to be. And they've been trying to change the rules to keep Ron Paul off the ballot, to block his delegates to do what anything they could to keep him off the nomination. They're terrified of him. And the corporate media report on this floor fight, so this division within the GOP party is going to be very visible, and we're certainly going to work to keep it visible from now through November. I want to read you a direct quote from this corporate media article. Representative Ron Paul's delegates are trying to mount a floor fight over new GOP rules designed to limit the ability of insurgent presidential candidates to amass delegates to future Republican conventions. Did you get that word, insurgent? That's a very loaded word. It says, oh, they're an outsider. They're troublemakers. They're one step above terrorist. Insurgent? I question the use of that word. Now, Ron Paul and his supporters worked through the system. They played by the rules. And while not receiving the generous financial support of people like Sheldon Adelson or all those Israelis who donated to Mitt Romney, Ron Paul has the grassroots support. All you need to do is look at all of the photos of Ron Paul's rallies versus all of the photos of Mitt Romney's rallies. The reason Ron Paul got all these delegates at the state nominating conventions is Mitt Romney couldn't find enough people to show up. If Ron Paul is considered insurgent, it is only because he did not leave when the GOP machine asked him to. And the real scandal is how the Republican National Committee changed the rules to stop Ron Paul. If Ron Paul is insurgent, it is against the obvious political machine at work here to foist yet another fascist puppet ruler on us for the benefit of Wall Street and Israel. And if that makes Ron Paul an insurgent, then I'm an insurgent. And so are millions of Americans standing right alongside him. You see how the corporate media, even now, they're trying to portray, he's an outsider, he's not real Republican, he's a kook, he's a nut, he's a fringe. They've been doing it all along. And the fact that Ron Paul got as close as he did proves that the corporate media has lost the war for the minds of the American people. We see the lies and deception and the spin and the propaganda. We know what they're doing. We've seen the card fall out of the sleeve. We see the little trapdoor in the hat where the rabbit comes from. I have to be very honest here, considering the forces that were arrayed against him, the media bias against him, the game playing. He's actually done a lot better than I thought he would. The Texas delegates are out there leading the floor fight against the change in the rules. And again, at this point, there is nothing the Republican National Committee can do that will not further disenfranchise Republican voters. And certainly the independents are not going to be going for Mitt Romney after this whole disaster. And the independents are where everybody says this election will be decided. The Republican National Committee has handed Obama his second term, and we might as well get used to that right now. Meanwhile, I mentioned this earlier in the show, and I wanted to congratulate all of Ron Paul supporters who are at the convention and outside, and they are staying peaceful and well-behaved. We knew there were going to be agent provocateurs. So far, there's only been one, and apparently it was a guy running around swinging a machete in front of the press cameras, and that didn't get a lot of traction. More and more people are starting to say it is time for Ron Paul to declare and run as an independent, and should he choose to do so, I will support him. But if you think that there was dirty dealing when Ron Paul was still officially a Republican, you have no idea what you're going to see when he runs as an independent. The whole system is geared against independents. It is designed to never allow a third party or an independent to get anywhere in the system at all. For one thing, if you are the declared candidate of the two traditional bought and paid for parties, you are automatically on the ballot in all 50 states of the United States of America. If you run as third party or independent, you have to mount massive petition drives in every single state to get your candidate on the ballot. That uses up volunteers, it uses up money, it uses up resources. The Republicans and the Democrats don't have to expend those resources. It's an automatically given they'll be on the ballot. So if Ron Paul does decide to go as an independent, this is a message to everybody listening to this show right now. If you want Ron Paul on that ballot, you are going to have to make it happen. I have a lot of people writing and saying, well, we could just write Ron Paul in. Well, that doesn't really work because a write-in ballot requires a separate little form because it's not on the punch card. And all the election organizers have to do is make sure they don't have the forms or they don't have enough of them. Gee, we're sorry, we ran out of forms. End of story. If he runs as an independent, you're going to have to get him on the ballot in your state. So set aside plenty of time. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We got a couple of callers on the line. We're going to go with Karen Tostado first. Aloha, Karen. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Much.
Hi,
Michael. Thank you very much. My ears were ringing, and I understand you mentioned me earlier. My husband heard that, and I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I wanted to tell you that a friend of mine, Dr. Sandra Perlingieri, is encouraging people in the United States and Canada to hold a strike over this weekend, and I wanted to clear up a misconception about the strike, because what we're calling for is a strike against the money junkies, not a strike against alternative radio sponsors or mom and pop shops. That is where we want to put our support, where we want to pull it away from are these money junkies. You know, don't be supporting these great big box stores. And if you've got savings that are in Wall Street, you know, think about what you're doing. Really take some time and do what you can to lessen the amount of money that you spend. If you're going somewhere and you've made plans, don't feel guilty. Just try and support your locally owned businesses and really think about where the money goes, because it's the lifeblood of the money junkies. We outnumber them, and when we stop the profit, they're going to listen to us, and it may be the last peaceful thing that we can try to pull our country back and to empower ourselves.
Well, you know, that's very good. And right now we need to delink from Wall Street and the banking system for a multiplicity of reasons. First and foremost, there have been many court decisions lately which are, in effect, legalizing these banks and investment companies to use segregated funds, depositor funds, to cover their own shortfalls. Now, this is something that used to be blocked by law, and this is what happened to MF Global, where all this money went away, and now there have been lawsuits over that, and the courts are saying, yeah, the banks and financial companies can use depositor money to cover their shortfall, and if they go bust because there was no intention to defraud depositors, there's no crime, and therefore they don't have to go to jail. So it's a license to loot depositor accounts, and that's another reason to basically only have as much money in the bank as it takes to cover your obligations and keep the rest under your control. Because the bank gets into trouble, if there's a run on the bank, they can grab that money to cover their shortfalls, and once it's all over and done with, there's no getting it back.
That's exactly right. And also, people seem to be afraid of the word strike. And I'd like to really clear that up, too, and say that a strike is only violent with government-sanctioned intervention. And, folks, if you want to pull up and look up the Pullman strike, which was the first really big strike here, where during the Depression they had a nice town that Pullman had set up. He had his own railway cars. The people made them there. They had the whole kit and caboodle. They even gave tours. But it was a scam, and when the same lineage, the same bloodlines who are in power now created the so-called Great Depression, which is really an insult. There was nothing great about it. It was maybe a great scam and a bonus for them, but it screwed the people, basically. And they dropped their wages, and the rent was up, and some of the houses didn't even have sewage. And when the people actually started to stand up against it and to strike, then, you know, ultimately they throw in the federal government, who sends soldiers. So we're not asking you to go out and picket. We're not asking you to do anything other than really think about where we are headed over this weekend. Take some time to turn
off. No violence. But when we have 300 million Americans all stand up at the same time and say we will not be the wallet of last resort any longer, foreign investors will yank their money and the whole thing will come crashing down. All of America's Wall Street banks and investment companies are so over-leveraged right now, just a few percentage points in the drop of a value of an asset is going to put them into insolvency. In fact, a lot of them are already insolvent. They're basically propping themselves up by overvaluing their assets. We know that J.P. Morgan Chase admitted last March in a private meeting that if FDIC were to take them over, they would downgrade their assets by something like $150 billion. Which is basically admitting they're overvaluing their assets to create the illusion of solvency.
Yeah, and it's all a bunch of games. They go in the back room and then they retroactively excuse themselves from looting the people and say, oh, we only tagged their money. Well, it's a big, as you like to say, hot steaming pile of bovine excrement.
And USDA choice.
Yeah, and it's time that we stopped allowing ourselves to be used like this. So you don't have to march. You don't have to picket. If you haven't made plans already, make plans now to purchase what you need ahead of time. Shop as much as you can and support your local businesses as well as your alternative radio sponsors, because they are the ones who are keeping us going. And think about your children. Think about the future. And think about how close we are to war. And also think about the fact that at Christmas time, you're going to be hearing about multi-billion dollar bonuses these guys get for scamming the rest of us. It's gambling. Mafia and government are now interchangeable words. And when we really understand that, we will take action and get rid of them.
Well, I don't think we need to take action and get rid of them. I really do think the entire system is about ready to collapse the way the old Soviet Union did. And we need to really be focusing our efforts on exactly what kind of a nation, what kind of an economy we want to have in this country after the shouting is all over. We need to look at what the new Russian republics did right. We need to look at what they did wrong. And we need to start making that list of the rules that will be imposed on this new government and the new banking system. And first and foremost, of course, is no private central bank. And, I'm actually starting to work on a blueprint and outline for all this stuff that I think would be good suggestions for the next government. But we all need to start making these choices now, because the crash is now inevitable. The economy is going to implode, and it's going to pull the government down with it, and all it's going to take is 300 million Americans saying, we're not going to go along with this any longer.
Yeah,
we're not
going to
support a system that doesn't support us.
Right. When I say get rid of, I'm not talking violently at all. I mean, what we need to do also is locally start looking into which politicians are selling us out. And we have to also understand that they are not representing the people. And these edicts and the way that they pick you know, you can be picked up now just because somebody doesn't like you and they make a call saying you're a terrorist. This is totally unacceptable behavior. And until we become accountable and recognize that they're doing it with our money and our label and our labor and our acquiescence, you know, we won't be able to free ourselves. So this is a good chance to step back from the system. A lot of people already have the day off, so it won't hurt you that much if you really think about what you want for the future. And until we use our greater numbers, we're going to continue to be taken down individually.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot for the call. We're going to let you go. We're running out of time, and I got another call to make here. And by the way, and for all of our listeners, the Republic Broadcasting Network is not taking Labor Day off. All of the hosts are going to be here getting the word out, keeping you informed. So when you're out there with your hot dogs and your hamburgers and the rest of it, just have, you know, your internet radio or your laptop or whatever, and we're going to be here doing what we do on Labor Day itself. So that's Karen. We're going to switch over to Lisa in Mississippi. Aloha, Lisa. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you today?
I'm fine.
You were talking about, before the break, about third parties. I've heard that Gary Johnson is on the ballot in all 50 states. I was wondering how you feel about Gary Johnson and the Libertarian Party. Would you vote for them?
Not if Ron Paul's on the ballot, but then if Ron Paul's not on the ballot, I'm not voting, period, end of discussion.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, they would be taking my vote away from me if I did that. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I understand, and I got a lot of nasty email from people I presume are working for the Romney campaign that Republican voters boycotting the election in November is just going to throw the presidency and the Congress back to the Democrats, and that's fine. Let's let them catch the blame for what we all know is about to happen. But this idea of choosing the lesser of two evils, it is still evil. It's a stupid way to run a country. It must stop. And the reality is that the neocons hijacked the Republican Party. They've turned it into a machine that simply puts more Wall Street Israeli puppets into power. I can't support that any longer. I can't support the Democrats. I don't have anybody in this election at all other than Ron Paul. And so my attitude is, and I please encourage everybody else out there to echo the same thing, no Ron Paul, no vote. And we will send a message to the neocons that they have lost control of the Republican voters. And all the money in the world is not going to change that. And, you know, this would be a chance for the paleocons to come back into control of the Republican Party. So that's kind of where I am on that. I'm not, you know, forgive me for all you other third party candidates out there. I'm really not interested. It's Ron Paul or nothing. And right now it looks like it's going to be nothing. And that means Obama gets his second term. Congress goes back to the Democrats. And like I said, look on the bright side. They get to eat the blame for all the bad things that we know are about to happen, probably as soon as the election is over and stolen. Now then, getting back to the Republican National Committee, they have put up this ludicrous ad and program featuring the national debt clock and just how bad and out of control the national debt is. And there's no question it's out of control and hopelessly unpayable. But this stunt by the Republicans is an Olympic class hypocrisy. Paul Ryan voted for TARP and the GM bailouts and all these other bailouts to Wall Street. So did most Republicans in Congress. And they voted for all these wars on Israel's enemies and more money from your pocket to Israel. The mortgage-backed securities fraud happened under a Republican president who decided to cover it all up and made as policy no investigations of Wall Street for these crimes. It's a policy that Obama has continued, proving there really is no difference between these two groups. And so if we, the American people, are still devoted to find a peaceful way to bring about change, the first thing we can do is stop supporting these so-called traditional parties. You need to remember that the founding fathers of this country did not set up a two-party system. They set up a system where anybody could form a party, and if that party had a message that resonated with the people, the support and the votes would come in, and that party's leader would win. The two-party system is an invention of the corporations of America so they could basically bypass the will of the voters and only have to bribe two candidates to do it. It's just a cost-saving mechanism, and that's all it is. So, moving right along here. All right, I want to talk a little bit about this ruling in Israel. After a long time, the courts in Israel basically came back and did exactly what we expected them to do. They came back and said, Rachel Corrie got what she deserved. She was in a war situation. And the most ludicrous excuse of all, the bulldozer driver couldn't see her. Which makes perfect sense, because we all know that Caterpillar makes bulldozers where the driver can't see what's in front of him. Make perfect sense. It's like when they said the same thing about the USS Liberty. We couldn't see the flag, even though we shot holes in it. It was cloudy. We couldn't tell it was an American ship. We just went ahead and did it. Basically, you remember when Israel was claiming it was the most moral army in the world? In fact, they're still claiming it. No, they're not. And I'm not surprised by this Israeli court ruling saying we are blameless, because did you expect Israel to ever admit fault or take responsibility for anything they do? I mean, don't be silly. Every time Israel commits another atrocity, it's either God's will or somebody else's fault. When Israel murdered those 8 aid workers in international waters, it was because they had pointy sticks they were waving at us. They had kitchen knives. We had to kill them. Remember when they shot that American kid? He was already on the deck, helpless, and they pumped bullets into his skull. Moral army, my astrolabe. When Israel murdered those American sailors on the USS Liberty, you know, oh, the weather was cloudy. It was Egypt's fault. There was bird poo on the windshield or something like that. Maybe it's the same kind of windshield they use on those bulldozers. When Israel launched the Six-Day War, it was because Egypt made them do it. When they bomb Lebanon, it's because the Hezbollah made us do it. When they take away Gazans' homes, it's because the Hamas made us do it. Israel will never man up and be responsible for their own actions. It has never happened. It never will. Deal with it. Meanwhile, speaking of Israel's actions and the possible consequences, French prosecutors have now launched a formal murder inquiry regarding Yasser Arafat based on the findings of radioactive polonium contaminating his personal possessions that were kept after he died in a French hospital. And, of course, we're aware that Arafat's widow has now authorized an exhumation of Arafat's body to see if, in fact, he was murdered with a radioisotope, which, by the way, is a most painful and lingering way to die. It's not just a death, it is a cruel, inhumanly cruel, intentionally cruel death. The only thing worse than death by radiation is crucifixion. By the way, over in Yemen, they crucified a spy they caught spying on behalf of the United States of America. I think that's a good idea. If we had done that to Jonathan Pollard, I'll bet you we would not have had Israeli spies running all over the United States and dancing and cheering and clapping when the World Trade Towers came down. You know, but when you take these spies and you send them back home and pat them on the head and say, don't tell anybody, they're just going to come on back. There's nothing will happen to them here. And they're still trying to treat Jonathan Pollard like he's a hero and call for his release. Israel is bombing Gaza again, claiming they're targeting Hamas camps, but admitting there were no injuries. When was the last time you saw a training camp with nobody in it? Remember Vietnam? They're bombing all these suspected truck parks, and all they blew up were trees. It's just a propaganda stunt. They want to prove they can go on bombing Gaza with impunity, and they'll just make up any excuse to justify it. More and more analysts are realizing, and so are people inside Israel, if Israel attacks Iran preemptively, this will give Iran and its allies, Russia and China, the moral high ground, and the public perception will be that Iran, Russia, and China have permission and justification to retaliate by any and all means, whenever, wherever, for as long as Israel lasts. Israel could be committing suicide by attacking Iran, and they're going to drag the United States along with them. We have insane people in charge of these various governments with nuclear weapons. We're all hostage to whichever world leader is the least mentally stable. And we have a lot of certifiables in the U.S. government and in Israel's government. And they really do have weapons of mass destruction. Meanwhile, an article on Foreign Policy Journal's website is saying the U.S. intelligence community has issued a report saying that U.S. strategic interests are best served by pulling away from support for Israel. And, of course, the Israel lobby is saying, you anti-Semites, you Hitler, Hitler, Holocaust, Nazi, Nazi, you can't do that. But institutionally, within the United States government, we are seeing more and more clear indications that support for Israel, unquestioning support for Israel, is coming to an end. And the recognition that support for Israel to this extent has damaged the United States of America economically, it has damaged us morally, it has damaged us in foreign policy, and it is time to say enough is enough. We cannot go on spending America's children to kill Israel's enemies because Israel is making enemies faster than the U.S. government can murder them. It is time to stop. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm monitoring the social media coming out of the Republican National Convention. Apparently, the delegates from Rhode Island and Virginia were not seated. We're getting another report that the Republican National Committee just voted to not seat the delegation from Maine. We're also getting another report that the delegations of six states just submitted nomination papers for Ron Paul to the Central Committee. So they're going to keep this thing up and scrapping. And again, we already know that the machine will never allow Ron Paul near the nomination. But if the GOP Central Committee thought that they were going to present an illusion of Republican unanimity behind Mitt Romney, they are mistaken. They have fractured the party. They've destroyed their own credibility. And from now through November, I am going to be telling every Republican voter I know, do not bother voting. You don't have anybody in this election. No Ron Paul, no vote, period, end of discussion. If we cannot regain control of the American nation, we can at least start to regain control of the Republican Party. Get those neocon Israel firsters out. Get the paleocons back in. And we can do it peacefully. All we have to do is stay home. So this is going to be a very contentious convention. Apparently, the Republican National Committee is trying to push the roll call vote through as soon as they can. So they can say, look, we don't care about all this other paperwork and rules changes. Romney's the candidate. Accept it. Get on board and give us your money and your vote, or you're not a real Republican. Well, I'm certainly not a real Republican the way the Republican National Committee is defining it. Because the Republican National Committee is defining Republicans as sheep who will do as they're told, believe as they're told, vote as they're told. And that's not what Republicans are about. It's not what America is about. I am angry. I am furious. I'm a lifelong hereditary Republican, and this party does not represent me. My grandfather on my mother's side was drinking buddies with Dick Nixon. I'm not particularly proud of that, but it's a little bit of history. And this current neocon leadership is not even in the same time zone with the values of the traditional Republican Party. I will not support them. I will do everything I can to boycott them and encourage a boycott. No Ron Paul, no vote. I am a Republican. I do not support Mitt Romney. And just so you Democrats don't feel all excited about it, I don't support Obama either. One thing I would like to have in the next nation that we're going to form here on all the ballots is a none of the above, and it's binding. And if none of the above wins, then the political parties go back and they start all over from scratch. Without a binding none of the above, there will always be an impetus by corporate entities and corrupting influences and bankers to always just provide a slate of candidates of their own choosing, and we are required to pick from among them. We need an option not to pick any of them. If you don't give me the candidate I want, I am not supporting you. That is the message from now till November. We'll be back tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Share everything you hear with your friends and neighbors. Tell your local radio stations about Republic Broadcasting. We need to get the word out. Thank you for all your help and support, and aloha, America.
It's true.